Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, my guest is a returning guest. This is actually my third opportunity to have a great conversation with Ken Harrison. He's the chairman and CEO of Promise Keepers. And Ken's mission is to provide executive leadership and strategic direction to the ministry while inspiring men to be bold, humble, and ambitious about their faith. He also serves as CEO of Waterstone, which is a Christian community foundation that gives away over $1 million a week to build God's kingdom. Started his career, has a remarkable story, started his career as an LAPD street cop in the notorious Watts-Compton area. And that is, in and of itself, he could do, I'm sure, five or six books. But he then spent nearly two decades in the commercial real estate arena, both nationally and internationally. He is a Colson Fellow and has served on numerous boards and national boards, including Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Urban Youth Ministries, Corbin University, and Waterstone. So you may have encountered him on Fox News, The Huckabee Show, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and The 700 Club. He is the author of Rise of the Servant Kings, What the Bible Says About Being a Man. We did a whole show about that one time. And I'm just delighted to welcome him back to the broadcast because he's got some exciting news about an opportunity that's coming up very shortly. So listen closely and welcome Ken Harrison.
Well, it's always nice to be invited back when you realize that you weren't a complete catastrophe the first time.
It was great. Now, we talked last time about the plans for a Promise Keepers event in Dallas, Texas this summer. And then COVID hasn't gone away as quickly as we hoped, has it?
Yeah, it turns out God wasn't very interested in our plan. He had his own plan.
Amen. God does that a lot.
Yes, I find it. And he doesn't necessarily feel compelled to tell us.
No, but the thing that's exciting to me about what you're doing is that this has an opportunity to reach even more people than what you had planned.
It's already happening. We actually just signed up a huge conglomerate of churches in India, and
praise
they're
God.
Translating the entire event that's going to happen into Hindi, and it's also going to be showing in Spanish. So, yeah, it's unbelievable what the Lord's doing. I mean, you know, that's why he calls us to follow him in obedience day by day.
Amen.
And to not get locked into our long-term future plans, because he's not interested in our long-term future plans. He's interested in his plan.
Amen. Promise Keepers, folks, is going to be hosting a free 2020 virtual conference July 31st and August 1st. And the event was originally going to be at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, but now that event is going to be in 2021. This summer, they're holding a free virtual conference, and your travel costs are going to be nil. This allows them to expand and reach even more men from across the country, and as you just heard from Ken, around the world. People are going to be able to watch in their own country, including in India. I've done some mission work in India, and I can tell you that is tremendous, and it's all the more wonderful that they're going to be able to do it through a virtual conference. The belief is that with everything that's going on, it's crucial for men to hear this message of integrity and hope and be reignited in their passion for God. And so men all around the globe are going to be able to live stream the event from their home, or churches can register to simulcast the event for free. What we're going to do is post these links on our website, WVR, for Ware's Valley Ranch, WVR.org. You go there, and there will be a link that you can follow in order to register as an individual for the free live stream, or if you're a pastor or leader in your church and you want to register to simulcast the event for free, we'll have a link for that as well. Now, again, this is just a phenomenal opportunity because, you know, it's free and it's going to be rich. It's going to be tremendous. You've got quite a lineup that Promise Keepers has put together of speakers for the 2020 Global Digital Experience. Tell us about some of the speakers, if you would, Ken. I've got a list here, but I'm going to let you pick and choose.
Well, there's so many. I always feel bad when I do this, and I'm not looking at the list because I feel bad if I leave the names off. But Dr. Tony Evans, of course, he was made famous by Promise Keepers, and he made Promise Keepers famous.
Amen.
One of the greatest preachers in the world right now. Luis Palau, Steve Berger, Steve Arburn, entertainers Michael W. Smith, Danny Gokey, Phil Wickham. So it'll be about 3 hours on Friday night, July 31st, and 3 hours Saturday morning, August 1st, of different content.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves really fast. And I was watching the recording of all of this in Nashville at a theater, and I was just overcome with, how did this all happen? I mean, it's so amazing. I was watching Danny Gokey and Michael W. Smith just play worship songs, and I thought, this is insane. And it's so well done. It moves so fast. So
praise
guys
God.
Will really be blessed by this.
Yeah, amen. I love the fact that you have such a lineup of folks because, you know, it's kind of like I'm getting to talk to you today, even though I'm in Tennessee and you're in Colorado. The great thing about modern technology is we can actually get together with people who would find it difficult to all convene in the same place at the same time. God worked it out for you to be able to broaden the tent a bit, and you've got a tremendous group from A.R. Bernard in at the Christian Cultural Center in New York City, a precious brother in the Lord, Sam Rodriguez, the senior pastor of New Season Christian Worship Center in Sacramento, and Greg Steer, founder and president of Dare to Share Ministries, a ministry that equips teenagers to share their faith relationally. The Benham brothers, two of my favorite guys, precious brothers in the Lord, and I'm very, very grateful for their ministry. You already mentioned Tony Evans, Bob Goff, James Robison, Steve Arteburn. You've got quite an amazing lineup. And then, as you said, a bunch of worship leaders who are going to keep the focus where it needs to be, and that's on the Lord.
And, you know, it's funny because the message that closes out Friday night is by Steve Berger, who most people will never have heard of. He's actually from Franklin, Tennessee. Great mm-hmm. chapel out there. It is one of the greatest messages I've ever heard in my life. I just got done watching the edited version last night. It's on repentance. It is really amazing. And so, you know, the least famous guy preached the paint off the walls.
Praise
at
God.
The event. And he's a Tennessean, so
praise
that's going to make you proud.
Absolutely, absolutely. He has an amazing story regarding their son.
That's for sure.
Now, Ken, obviously, when we first talked, you had just taken the lead there at Promise Keepers, and we discussed the fact that that was not going according to your plan either. I mean, you didn't walk into that meeting planning on taking over, but God gave you not just that opportunity, but that calling, that responsibility. And then, you know, in the time since, there have been a lot of things for all of us that have not gone according to our plan. But they clearly, as we watch things unfold, we realize this is going according to God's plan. And I think it's vital for people to understand that.
I will repeat that story just briefly because I think it's very poignant to our moment,
yeah.
Which is, you'd mentioned I was on the Los Angeles Police Department, and then I had sold a giant company and ran a very big international company and retired in 2012. And God came to me in a very moment he's never come to me but like before since. Mm-hmm. I was really seeking him diligently in prayer one night. And all of a sudden his voice said, Ken, I did not put you through everything I did and teach you all I did so you could ski and hike for the rest of your life, which was my plan. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? I was shocked. And he said, are you willing to be as ambitious for my kingdom as you were for your kingdom? Mm-hmm. And it came with a very stern warning. Be careful of your answer. It will cost you everything.
Yeah.
And I really struggled with him. And I remember saying, Lord, I don't know. I'm tired of being backstabbed. I'm tired of being sued. I'm tired of firing people. I'm tired of confrontation. I'm just tired of people. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, that's okay, but you'll miss my full blessing. Mm. And I wrestled with him for about 2 hours. And finally, I said, Lord, you know, my whole life is yours. Whatever you want, take everything I own, throw me in prison, but I'm yours. And he said, I'll tell you what I have for you when you're ready. Mm. And that was it. And he didn't say another word to me for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And I had cherished that conversation, and I knew something was coming. Mm-hmm. And when Promise Keepers was dropped in my lap, I did not realize that's what we were talking about. I didn't see it. I was going to close Promise Keepers down. I didn't want anything to do with Promise Keepers. And that's when he revealed supernaturally, which is a longer story, but this was what we were talking about.
Yeah.
So God is not interested in our plans. And he's not going to explain his plans to us. He says, obey me in the moment. Obey me each day. And so I went running down the road, massive amount of work to put this event together in Dallas. He knew that we would be having protests and riots, and he knew we would be having COVID. Mm-hmm. And he provided the technology for us to reach millions more than we would have had we been in the stadium. And
exactly.
It's like the Larry Norman song from the early 70s. Why does the devil get to have all the good music, you know, about rock and roll?
Yeah.
Well, why do we let the devil have all the technology?
Right.
You know, let's use the technology to praise our Lord and to call men back to their identity and who they are in Christ.
Amen. Amen. And the fact is, there are a lot of churches right now that are trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Is God just kind of shutting down his kingdom? And the answer is no. He is expanding the kingdom. We have the opportunity to reach people that we wouldn't even be trying to reach if we weren't, in some cases, scrambling to figure out, okay, how are we going to deal with this? And as we do so, it's like God says, you know, there's a whole lot more that I have for you. So I'm actually excited about what's going on in the world. There's a whole lot of stuff that I don't like, but it is so evident God's fingerprints are all over this. You know, the worst victory, if you will, on the part of the devil, where he really, really scored one, he crucified. He managed to kill God incarnate. And, you know, wow, how horrible. This is Satan's hour. But the fact is, that was his defeat. It was his undoing. Jesus' death on the cross purchased the salvation of all who trust in him. And so, you know, every time it looks like the devil's doing something, and he is, he's up to a lot of stuff. There are a lot of bad people doing bad things and saying bad things and all. But God is at work in all of it. God is using even the wrath of men to praise him. And so I'm excited to be alive right now. I am thankful that God is working so dramatically around the world. I've never seen, and I'm an old guy, I've never seen so much persecution in my lifetime. And as a student of church history, you know, there's been persecution around the world throughout church history, but more martyrs in the 20th century than all the previous centuries combined because of population. And now in the 21st century, the persecution is ramping up, including in places like India. Persecution is getting more intense. It's getting a lot tougher for our brothers and sisters in China. And it's getting a lot tougher for people who are serious about their faith right here in the United States and Canada. There's all kinds of bad stuff happening. And in the midst of it, God is saving more Muslims and more Jews and more secular materialists and all kinds of folks than ever before. The harvest is ripe, and God is using his people in all kinds of different ways to reach out and show his love and show his truth, not just with what we say, but with how we live. And that is the thing that thrills me about Promise Keepers, is you guys are bringing together this tremendous team in order to declare the glory of God and call men to a life of genuine faith. And folks like you are modeling it. And I thank you, Ken, for doing that.
Well, thank you. You know, you brought up the different moments of time, and we think about the church when it first formed, and we tend to look back in the history and idolize it sometimes. But we forget about the persecution that came on that church because they all stayed in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Jesus said, you guys go make disciples of all men all over the world. And they said, we think we'll stay here where James and Peter are. They're raising people from the dead. It's very secure and warm here. And then Titus came in from the Roman army and murdered a million Jews, threw them off the walls, and the Christians spread, and the gospel went and took over the world. And so every time we see defeat, it is God doing what he needs to do. And right now, we forget that God promised the promised land to the Israelites, and he made them fight for every square inch of it. And we have become complacent in America and lazy. And God is shaking us right now, saying, men and women, boys and girls, get to work. I saved you, Ephesians 2:10, for good works.
Amen.
You weren't saved by good works, but I saved you for good works. Get going. And we're saying, while we're sitting in our little church on Sunday, we're going to leave a little bit early so that we can, you know, be the first to the breakfast place and not be inconvenienced. No, that's not church. Jesus said, I'm raising up an army to fight Satan and to bring the lost to me. And you're supposed to be about my business, not worrying about when you're going to get to breakfast.
Right.
And so this is a shaking that needs to happen. And Promise Keepers is a portion of that, where we need to remind men of their identity in Christ and that we need to be about our Father's business. And I do want to say, at this event, there is not going to be a condemnation event. It's not going to be a finger-pointing event. It's not going to be a religious event. This is, Steve Arterburn preaches a message about pornography and abortion during this, in which he talks about his struggles, how he got a girl pregnant and forced her to have an abortion at Baylor University, and the fallout of that on her life and his life, and he talks about the grace of the Lord. And so men can feel free to know that they're going to watch this, and we're saying, you know, it will cost you a little money. It's going to cost you some hot dogs and some hamburgers. Make a barbecue, invite your friends over, invite your son's friends over, and come and watch together. It's going to be real. It's authentic. It's raw. It's men talking to men, and there's not going to be any judgment. You're not going to hang your head. We're not calling you to be more religious or to try to be a better guy. We're calling you up as a child of God. This is what God saved you for, guys. Let's go. He's counting on us. Our families are counting on us. Let's get busy. That's what this is about.
Amen. Amen. Well, and I have seen how God can use events like this to really stir people, because the fact is, even as the speakers are speaking and the worship leaders are leading worship, there are going to be hosts of people all across this land and in other countries praying for this event, praying that God will use it to stir the hearts of his people, praying that through this, there will be folks who will get saved and others who are saved who will really get on fire. And God answers those prayers. He does that because that's his thing. He is building his kingdom, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Well, that's right. Amen.
Ken, tell us just a little bit about your family and how that's going right now.
Well, thanks for asking. Extremely well. My wife is such an incredible woman of God. Well, let's just say that Satan keeps trying to throw stuff in our way from a personal standpoint, not a relational, but a personal. She's had some emergency surgeries and everything, but amazing woman of God. My three kids, my daughter's married, my boys are both in college. They really follow the Lord.
Praise
and
God.
It's been really a part of the inspiration of doing this, because I have had so many men come to me all around and say, explain to me why you have such a happy marriage. Explain to me, why do all three of your kids follow the Lord? And that's been the launching point for us to have deep conversations. And it's really indicative of another reason why we're bringing out Promise Keepers is we need to encourage men to disciple other men.
Amen.
And so the Bible tells older women teach the younger women, and older men teach the younger men, and that's not happening. And if all of the men of God out there would grab two or three younger men and just disciple them, and, you know, again, Satan, I mention him all the time. He's constantly telling guys right now, especially guys, you're not good enough. Who are you? You have nothing to offer. It's not true. These younger guys are so hungry for older men just to tell them, not their opinion, but the wisdom that they've learned.
Yeah.
Hey, my daughter said this to me, and I don't know what to do about it. Hey, how do I find a godly wife?
Yes.
You'd be surprised what you have to offer. And so seek to be discipled and seek to disciple. And if we were doing that in the church, we wouldn't have such a messed up church and such a messed up country right now, because these younger men are desperate for older men to teach them how to be a man.
Amen. You know, in the book of Acts, it starts out talking about how the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Read just a little bit further, and you find that the number of believers was multiplying. And that's what happens with discipleship. As people mm-hmm. who've been added to the kingdom begin to do what the Lord tells us to do, and that is to make disciples, the result is multiplication. And you've got people reaching people, reaching people. And it's a beautiful thing to see. My wife and I were talking with a young lady that we're discipling. My wife has been meeting with her, and she was sharing a little bit with her in front of me about how some of the people that I've discipled, who in turn have discipled others, are basically sharing with the people they disciple things that I learned from my dad who discipled me. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing that God intends for the body to work that way. Turns out he has all wisdom and his love is perfect. So when he calls us to do something, even though, as he told you, this is going to cost you everything, you've got to lay it all down. But when you lay it all down, you're not disappointed in the Lord. He always keeps his promises, and he always provides what we need. Our dear J.I. Packer just recently went to be with the Lord. Some of our listeners will have no idea who that is. Some will be very familiar. When he was a kid, he desperately wanted, I believe it was a bicycle for a present, and instead he was given a used typewriter. And It was not what he wanted. It was not what he longed for. It was exactly what he needed, and it would shape his life. You know, he became the great writer and teacher who impacted millions and millions of people. And God doesn't always give us what we want, but God always gives us what we need. And it turns out we discover over the long haul, God's plan for us is perfect.
All joy comes from being in his will. And it says in Philippians 2:11-12, continue to work out your salvation in fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. So as we grow in the Lord, as we seek to work out our salvation, drawing near to him, he actually changes our desires to align with his desires. We
Amen.
Would never want to be anything other than what he has. And it's interesting, you know, it says in Matthew 11:12, the violent take the kingdom of heaven by force. Well, what in the world does that mean? The violent take the kingdom of heaven by force. It means that the way we pursue his relationship with him mm-hmm. to be in the kingdom of heaven, it's like a violent person. It's like mm-hmm. when I was on the Los Angeles Police Department and there was a bad guy behind the door, I kicked the door in and I went in there with full force, with everything in me,
yep.
because I was not going to be stopped in my pursuit of justice.
Amen.
This is how Jesus tells us to go after the kingdom of heaven. If your eye causes you to lust, cut it out. What's he talking about? Salvation? No. He's talking about how do you come to full joy and power in him? It's an unrelenting pursuit of him and an unforgiving lack of tolerance in anything in you that keeps you from relationship with him. And that's what he means by, if your eye causes you to lust, cut it out.
Yeah.
Talking about intoleration of sin or anything that holds you back from relationship with him.
Amen. Folks, you can go to Promise Keepers Event. Just run it all together. No gaps at all. Just promisekeepersevent.com. If you go to that website, you'll be able to register for the event.
It's free. It'll take you 30 seconds. And for all of the listeners and me, we got to make a deal with each other. You get to have it for free. We ask that you bring some people who need to hear God's word and have a barbecue. And if you're not, you know, at risk from this virus.
Yes.
Of course.
Amen. Ken, thank you so much. God bless you. I am grateful to you. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org.